1. And this is Spingola Speaks. And, well, this is Deanna Spingola. And I'm broadcasting, as always, from the Chicago suburbs. And I would like to thank you for joining me today. And I say this every week, but particularly today, I think it just takes on a lot more meaning. I would like to invite you to visit my website, which I'll tell you in a minute why I invite you to visit my website every week, but there's a particular reason this week. Anyway, if you wish to look at the radio schedule button, well, I'll tell you right now, that's a pretty good idea, because I used to send out a list or an email to all of the people that signed up on this very free, very easy to use Yahoo list. It was great. It was free. I had a lot of people on that list, and only a fraction signed up to be on the new list, for which I had to pay $20 a month. And I thought, not doing that. And so I killed the list, because you're all very adult, and you can look on my website and you can look and see who I'm having on the program, which you can do, as I say, every week. You visit Spingola.com, you click on the radio schedule button, and you see who's going to be on the program. And the other reason I'm really happy that you have tuned in to Republic Broadcasting, where you can handle the truth, is that there are, and I have a Twitter account, which I enjoy tweeting. But just since, this week, especially since yesterday and today, they have been just getting rid of followers. I saw my Twitter account go down. Some people have lost. They had just a lot of followers. They lost maybe 10% of all their followers. And I know that Facebook, of course, censored. There's other venues out there that you can visit, Parler, Facebook, and then Twitter. But they're all owned and operated by people who can't handle the truth. And they don't want anybody else telling the truth. So they are slashing the numbers on people's Twitter accounts pretty much across the board. And people are losing big numbers. The guest that I had on last week lost probably 20, 30,000 followers. And I've never really participated in Facebook, but as I mentioned, it's highly censored. And so alternative radio is a good choice. And it is for people who can handle the truth. So anyway, that's my story for today. Okay, our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco, and his website is augmentinforce.50webs.com, and there's a lot of stuff on this website. And today we're going to be talking about, well, some of the things that are happening, but we have this very lengthy conversation during the week, or the week before, or the week before and during the week, about brainwashing and how we got to this point. It's pretty miraculous, actually. Well, it's been incremental, of course, but this past week, with everything that has happened at the Capitol, and as I mentioned before, I haven't had my television plugged in since March, so I refuse to listen to it, because actually, if you listen to your TV or watch it, that's the best way of getting COVID. So if you don't turn your TV on, you probably are relatively safe. Anyway, we're going to have a great program today. I just got done minutes ago from participating in my continuing education as a energy medicine practitioner, which I just really, really love. And so I thought, gosh, it's going to be a very, very busy Saturday to do a class and then hop onto the radio and do a program. But it's all good. It's all fun. It's all wonderful. Anyway, I've also experienced some trouble with my computer. It's a relatively new computer, not last week, but the week before, I had a serious Skype went out. I couldn't get it connected. Even when I tried to hard start the modem, it just wouldn't do anything. So I had to reboot the computer. And meanwhile, thank goodness my guest just kept talking. So, Tony, if all of a sudden there's silence from my end, just keep talking. I know you can do this. I'm really...
Okay, here we go. I'm here.
So, but I know you can keep talking. If all of a sudden there's nothing coming from my end, you just keep talking, okay? Before we get started on this, if any of my listeners are still using bentonite clay or diatomaceous earth, you really need to stop. It totally destroys your insides. The other thing is if you are drinking distilled water, which a lot of people do, then you need to add trace minerals. And if you're distilling your water with a countertop distiller, and then you're putting the water in plastic, I hate to say it, but you're an idiot. Because the reason that people distill their water is to avoid the plastic. So if you're distilling your water, put it in glass. Use glass for everything you can. Get rid of your aluminum cookware. Don't use aluminum foil. I just started reading a book called The Age of Aluminum. Get rid of your aluminum foil and your aluminum cookware. I know you can't tear the siding off your house if you have aluminum siding, but that's really a great book. It's one of the four or five that I'm reading this week. Anyway, our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. And I believe I said that. And the website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. And I'll post that in chat room. Tony, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I made it. I had this thing up all day just so there wouldn't be a screw up. And then Skype decided to give me a hiccup. So I had to just make three attempts to get on here. So, but we're here.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to post your website in the chat room. And, of course, we invite you to the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. Okay. And here we are. And this has been a remarkable week, to say the least. I only know what I see on. You don't need to do the audio or the visual thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
I'm so used to turning it on every time I talk to somebody.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I don't have visual on this monitor. It's a big monitor, my desktop monitor. And on my laptop, I usually cover my visual unless I'm doing a Zoom class or something. It's just my paranoia that's kicking in.
I always get people when I'm talking, I can't see your face. So,
No, that's
I'm
okay.
consultation, so.
That's okay. Anyway, this week has been really, really something. I don't know what to say about it. It's like I said, I haven't had my TV on, so I really don't know. And I wouldn't get the truth via the television to begin with. I think that you could only get the truth from somebody that was actually there. But somebody, a woman was shot and killed. And apparently they were actually some of the guards that was supposed to be taken care of guarding the Capitol building were actually leading the people up to where the offices were. It's just amazing. And people say, oh, Trump was behind it, and Trump has pretty much conceded. And I don't know. Do you have any thoughts or comments about
this? I actually thought that maybe the whole thing was filmed in a theatrical stage, and this is what we're seeing. Honestly, I come to the conclusion that probably 80% of the stuff we're watching is filmed in a stage setting somewhere, and then they put it on the media to make it look like it's realistic. And so everybody falls for it. Because how many times have we heard somebody getting shot and all of a sudden they're still alive, or somebody's alive and all of a sudden they're dead? So I don't even pay attention to that crap. I think all that is nothing but a distraction to keep everybody from looking at what's really going on, how your rights are being eroded, how you're being assimilated to this new technocratic system, how this fake bunk on the whole Corona Bonona nonsense. You know, the COVID vaccines, we're not hearing any news. How many people are actually dying or becoming debilitated from the COVID vaccine?
There were figures. I posted a figure. In fact, I probably got it from you.
I'm saying what I'm referring to is we're not really focusing on that. We're focusing on this political circus that's going on.
Right.
So everyone's watching the circus, but we're not really seeing that these numbers are actually escalating daily every time they infect people with this solution that they're giving. And we're not focusing on the fact that they are completely eroding everything that in order to reestablish this new reset that they're bringing in there. And how many times are we actually seeing neighborhoods of businesses being shut down? Nobody's there. Stores are closing. People are out of a job. How many times are we seeing, for instance, the political people in power who are advocating this whole, scamdemic, I call it, and they're not wearing a mask. They're not wearing what I call the hand condoms. They're not complying to any of the regulations they're forcing everybody else to comply to.
Plus, they're traveling. Plus, they gave themselves a raise with the stimulus package that they recently passed in order to send more money to Israel.
There you go.
The whole thing is just
if it's not
bizarre.
Going to Israel, it's going to China. If it's not going to China, it's going to Israel. Now, Israel's developing this fake meat, and
I call it a
bio weapon, because people are going to, fall for the nonsense. Oh, it's going to, leave less of an imprint on the planet. Yes, the reason why there's going to be less of an imprint on the planet because majority of you are going to be dead from eating that crap that they're producing.
Right.
So, again, and I like the way they word things sometimes in regarding to We are leaving less of an imprint. We have no say on the imprint of this planet. The people that run the planet, the people that control the planet, they're the ones making the imprint. And yet then they throw that nonsense back on the general population. And then the general population actually repeatedly fall for that rhetoric over and over again. And so now you get people doing some of the dumbest things, thinking that they're going to actually save the planet instead of dealing with the people that are creating the problem in the first place.
Exactly.
So, I look at so many different things with so many different angles and dimensions these days, and I'm just shocked that people A have lost the ability to be an individual. B, they have become incapacitated in the ability to not only be able to read, but to actually understand what they're reading. I gauge them now these days at about a second grade reading level if they're at that point now.
People are so used to watching video because they've been programmed via the television to get everything from a visual content, and it's terrible. I have been a reader all my life, and I just about everything I've ever learned, I've learned from reading, including decorating a cake. I had this little cake decorating business when I was living in California, and I bought this catalog from Wilton, which turns out I moved very, very close to where they used to be in business. And so I bought their catalog, and then I bought a book, and I practiced, and I learned how to decorate a cake, and I made wedding cakes from a book. And so reading is how I get most of my information. Rarely do I get any information. Well, people are usually visual, kinesthetic. They get things by watching something, which is good. I'm not saying that you should not watch like a demonstration of how energy medicine works or whatever it is that you're doing. These things are good. But you must supplement. They're supplemental to what I do. I'm a reader. And so I read a lot. And, oh, my gosh, I just can't believe that people aren't reading.
Well, I did a show on my pod a couple of days ago.
Now, you're no longer with the Micro Effect, right?
No, I haven't been
there.
It's
gone.
I had relocated. They shut down for a while, and I think they're back up and running down. In Georgia somewhere, but I mean, I branched out on my own once they shut down, so I've been going solo, and so I've been using things. I started off with podcasts, now I'm on Podbean, and I've been there for a while, so I do my shows, I do three shows a week, sometimes I may do four, something dramatic comes up, but I try to gauge the shows every other day, so that anybody can go back even a month, and listen to the shows and get caught up real quick where we're at and what we're doing and so forth. So, no, I haven't done a Micro Effect for quite some time, actually.
Okay. Years ago, they were kind of competitors of RBN, but I've been with RBN for over 10 years, and I'm just grateful to have this opportunity. The things that are going on are just, who would have thought that we would have seen this situation in our lifetime, where so many people are programmed to believe that they have a disease, even if they don't have any symptoms. And apparently not having a symptom is one of the symptoms. Okay.
They caught the disease from television.
Right. That's exactly right. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony.
All righty, we are back with you. And our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentenforce.50webs.com. Are you with us?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, because you said
I couldn't open up to your chat room for whatever reason. It says unable to open. So.
Okay. It's spingola.chatango.com.
Yeah, that's what I clicked.
Weird.
Well, I had that problem sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's okay. I go, and they won't let me in.
Maybe they know you.
Well, it's possible. I've been around for a while, so that's a potential problem.
I'm teasing you, you know. Okay, so we were talking before we went to the break about all of the nonsense. We do have some sound bites that are on my schedule page. One of them is very lengthy, and we won't play that one today. But it's about Princess Diana, and that I watched that. Maybe a month ago, and I was so stricken by it. Because I remember getting up really, really early in the morning and watching the wedding. I had my first computer, a Leading Edge Model D. It was a long time ago. And I got up and watched the wedding, and then I kind of followed. I'm not interested in the royal family. They're a bunch of, they're not very nice people. But there was something intriguing about her. She didn't quite belong there. I thought she was too good for them. And anyway, I watched the video, and you had, and I was talking, chatting with you via Skype, and you had also watched it, and they murder, and I believe it had a lot to do with Prince Andrew and his association with Jeffrey Epstein, and they did it in such a way that they she was in that tunnel for 3 hours. She was royalty. She should have been totally and she was in Paris, and she had just come back from a yacht trip, and she had decided to, she had a gentleman friend that she'd been friends with, friends, lovers with for quite some time, and of course her husband, what a jerk he is, had been fooling around with his current wife for most of the time that they were married. It wasn't really a marriage per se, but I don't believe that he had her knocked off so that he could get married, or because that had already occurred. They had gotten a divorce. She was murdered to keep her quiet, because I believe that she was going to divulge a lot of things about the royal family and the pedophilia and all of the things that were going on within the government community, not just with the royals, but I even hate to call them royals, with that very, very evil family. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that was another theme that was going on at the time, that if she would have left and went to the Middle East, that she would have taken the bloodline with her, the two mm-hmm. kids that she had. So they had to prevent that from happening as well, because now the bloodline would no longer be in the control of the royal family. So there was that aspect of it too. I mean, I don't think when you're in those circles, you don't really have any freedom. It's all about show. It's all about appearance.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, politically, presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, it what they portray most of the time is not any reality. But again, when you got people that don't know how to read, or can barely read, or have any other venue other than television or radio, which is nothing but a frequency device to alter your thinking or program you, then it's all about a presentation to the general population to appease or to appeal to their emotions or whatever, to get them to be swayed to whatever they want you to believe. So I think she knew she was done. I think she knew she was in a jail. I think they had her married because of her bloodline. But I think there was a lot more. But like I said, that would never have came out.
Yes. Alrighty. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, and then we'll play one of those short clips. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony.
All righty, we are back. Our guest is Tony Pantelaresco. And his website is augmentenforce.50webs.com. And I will post that in the chat room and during the program so that you may see it. Okay, let's have one of those short clips. Mr. Producer, do you have one that you... Tony, did you go to my website and is there one?
No,
that you
I just figured I'd let you call the shot. So we'll go from there.
Okay, why don't we do let's do number one. That sounds like a pretty good thing. Okay? Go ahead.
You wrote the song Turning Teeth for Jesus and the Brides of Dracula and the codes and the music. I found the tunnels and the bomb shelter.
Okay.
So what does it all mean?
Oh.
Come and sit down. Here.
Is that Kurt Cobain's Fender Mustang guitar?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. I don't remember. I have so many things.
Can I pick it up?
Well. I don't always worry what the message is. I just pass it along. I slip it between the notes, hide it away from people that know it's there.
You're saying you've done this before? Codes?
I wrote the music your dad grew up to. Half of what you sang along to as a kid, and I'm still doing it. And these teenagers are dancing to my music. I want it that way. Tell me why.
You're telling me there's hidden messages in old pop songs?
Movies, television shows, everything you know.
Why?
That's pop culture, isn't it? Floats away like tissue paper. Yeah, I blow my nose. I find a used Kleenex, I recycle it, and there is your wedding song. Here it comes. I want to know what love is. And I want you to show me.
What are the tunnels for? Is there going to be a war?
Oh, hell, I don't know. I'm just trying to make a living, earn a few dollars.
Well, you have everything.
No.
You know this girl?
Well, isn't she pretty? Earth Angel. Earth Angel.
She was killed.
Oh, won't you be mine? Well, look.
Along with Jefferson Sevens, but I think you already knew that.
No, I did not. I don't care what's fashionable or cool. It's all silly and it's all meaningless. I created so many of the things that you care about. The songs that give your life purpose and joy. When you were 15 and rebelling, you were rebelling to my music. Uh-oh. That's one you know. That song was not written on distorted guitar. No, I wrote it here on piano somewhere between a blowjob and an omelet. There is no rebellion. There's only me earning a paycheck.
I don't believe you.
Well, good, because the real message was not meant for you. So it's better if you just smile and you dance and you enjoy the melody. Because this ugly old man, me, I am the voice of your generation. Your grandparents, your parents, and all the young people that follow you. I love rock and roll. Drop another dime in the jukebox, baby. Oh, look at you. Everything that you hoped for, that you dreamed about being a part of, is a fabrication. Your art, your writing, your culture is the shell of other men's ambitions, ambitions beyond what you will ever understand.
That's funny to you.
Well, it's a little bit funny, don't you think? Because I wrote this. And I wrote this. And I wrote this.
Stop it.
And I wrote this too.
Stop it. Who's paying you to write these songs? Who's paying you to write these songs?
Oh, shit.
Well, that really sounded, when you first sent me the link, Tony, I watched it, but now just listening to it had even more impact on me.
Well, just think, that was a conversation with Lucifer.
Yes.
That's what that was all about, and that has been the reality since the 50s. Everything, whatever we're watching on television, whether it be the TV evangelicals, whether it be the political leaders, whether it be some kind of sitcom. Look at Friends. Friends probably had the most impact on a generation of millennials. And everybody started acting like these people on television. And they were being paid $1 million an episode near the end. And when you look at everything, from the current trends, transgenderism, gayism, new ageism, the new age. I had a document written back in 1960, and it was the game plan to, and they say it in their document. This was a CIA document saying that it was the stupefaction of a people. And all these beliefs, all these ideologies, these churches that have sprung up, whether they're Christian, Judaic, Islamic, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever they may be, the Native, the concept of the Great Spirit, the universal, all that crap was all created by the CIA. They've taken aspects of these belief systems and they contorted them and created a whole new ideology. Even the rock and roll music, the stuff that we're listening to, the flower power, which was all about the sexual revolution anyway. Everything that we have seen in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, right to the current time, has brought us to where we are at today, because they have completely derailed us from any perspective of any real reality or truth. And the two world wars that had occurred was the same thing. It was all agenda, propaganda, bunk, BS. It was all a conception or perception that they had put into the minds of the people. Now, I always say that during the Second World War, the United States did not get into the war till halfway through it. Canada was already in the war. So they had to create a propaganda in order to get America into the war, because at that time, America was allied with Germany. Ford was still sending trucks and parts to Germany while American soldiers were going to Europe. That's how much baloney the whole thing was about, you know, freeing Europe. It wasn't about freeing Europe. It was about, sacrificial bloodshed of American soldiers that had to bleed in Europe in order to appease the demons of that day.
Right. Well, Ford was sending trucks to the Soviet Union.
He's sending them to Germany. He was building all those trucks that Hitler had. They were all coming from. There's a video on YouTube you can actually see where Ford and Hitler are shaking each other's hand. They pop.
Oh, Ford and Hitler liked each other.
Oh, they were business partners. They were business partners. So you could see them shaking each other's hands when they're lifting up the hood of a truck that had the Ford Motor Company engine right in it.
Mm-hmm.
IG Farben had created the synthetic rubber, which they had given to Exxon Oil. And when the islands down in the Pacific got taken over by the Japanese, they had to force Exxon Mobil to give them the formula to make the synthetic rubber, because the agreement was IG Farben would have to give them permission. So during that whole time that this was going on, this so-called war that was going on, this is again about shifting the paradigm and again further derailing everybody off track. So nothing that we have seen, really, nothing that we have really heard, some of the things that we have been believing, as all, like the guy said, you know, you've been following the music and the message in the music, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, you know? When we were Skyping back and forth about this, I mentioned that I have never seen a Friends episode, and when during during that period of time when rock and roll and all that nonsense was happening, I was listening to Ferranti and Teicher and classical music. I had never been to a music program. What do they call them?
Concert.
I've only been to two. One with my daughter. I took her to see Backstreet Boys, and then one with somebody that I married, and I didn't even know what I was supposed to wear. And my daughter, Rebecca, helped me choose something that was appropriate because I'd never been to a concert. I was never interested in attending one. Most of the time that my children were growing up, we did not have a television. Instead, we played board games. We went to the library. We went to the lake. We did family kinds of things. We spent a great deal of time together. And when my children were very young, my husband and I decided that we would get rid of the TV. And I didn't realize until then that I used the TV as a babysitter. And so as soon as we got rid of the TV, I recognized that and I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Excuse me. That parents just let their children see whatever's on that boob tube.
Well, that's the design. Okay, when we're talking about television programming, basically we're programming through the eyes what they want you to follow. So even radio is even more subtle because, it's not coming through the eyes, but let's say you're busy doing whatever, working around the house, driving the car, the music's on. So you're almost in the same wavelength as you are when you're watching television. So it just goes in and it starts the programming. Like he made the comment in that theme there. All the words, all the things that they believed in, it was all coming through the music.
And I never participated in that either. My daughter took piano lessons and we listened to classical music. She was a gifted, just absolutely gifted. Whatever she picked up, violin, clarinet, she played the organ. She was gifted. No matter what she picked up, she could play it. And so we just didn't do those kinds of things that ordinary parents did. And I taught my children how to speed read, and we just did a lot of reading. I've always had a huge library, and I just didn't get into all of that programming, for which I'm very grateful.
There's two aspects of it. I went through all that. But with me,
what's wrong with you?
Hey?
I'm teasing. I said, is that what's wrong with you?
Could be. Could be. So bad program still lingering around. I always tell people that those people who have awakened to the truth or are awakening to the truth goes through multiple levels of deprogramming, because we've all been programmed on some level, whether we're conscious of it or not. So as we become more aware and awake of what's going on, we go through what I call a deprogramming section. So when I went through all that crap, I got to, hold on a second, of course, I went through a bunch of different, seen all the stuff, went through the drug scene, went through the sex scene, went through the gang scene, went through the slum scene, went through all that. And it basically, when you having that exposure, it made you see things again. Initially, you get sucked in because it's something new or something sensational or whatever it may be that gets you. But after you're in it for a while, you begin to realize it's empty. It's hollow. There's nothing to it. We develop a culture from a lot of this stuff. But then eventually a lot of people break away from that culture because they realize how empty it really is and there's no substance to it. It just seems like it's one sabotage after another in your life. And it just keeps on breaking you down the more you're in it. I've often said the more successful you are in this realm, in the matrix, the farther away you are from God, because this matrix is nothing but a lie anyway, and it basically sabotages you at every level and every part of the game.
Amazing. All righty, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All righty, we are back. And our guest is Tony Pantelaresco. And website. Gosh, I'm hearing myself. Pretty gross. We have an echo going on. Okay. Augmentenforce.50webs.com. Thank you, Tony, for turning your radio off.
I'm back.
Okay, that's good. You were listening to the commercials?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I listen to them. Yeah, I'm walking around. I can hear them because I got the speakers on, so I can hear them. So I usually step up in between, stretch my legs, and I get back into the position.
Oh, okay, good. Good, good, good. Okay. This is all, it is all programming. And people don't really ask themselves about it. They just, because they have been programmed from the day that they were born, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, the educational system is one of the key places where
you yes, government education is the worst.
Okay, even if you go to a parochial school or a private school, it's still programming.
Worse.
Yeah, exactly. So you're isolated now, and now you're in the control of whatever institution you're going to. So now they can further take the level of programming to a whole new level. So, and when you're dealing with people, and when they really don't get the fact that their whole life is a program. Okay, I'll give you an example. I've had, I don't know how many Americans contact me from the U.S. asking what to do about COVID. I said, did you get a vaccine? I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I say, are you guys down there just set back? What's going on here? I said, how is it you're not getting this? I said, did you actually get a vaccine? They said, no, then you can't get COVID. It's impossible to get COVID unless you've been vaccinated. But this is what they did to the general population. First, they started off with the corona boogeyman. Oh, it's coming for you. Now we got corona. Now, nobody really paid attention and decided to check to see back in 1963, North America was, in fact, been exposed to the coronavirus. And that we've all now had the antibody to the coronavirus. So even if you did get hit with it, unless you had already a severe compromised immune system, you have a 99.9% survival rate. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Yet, nobody reads. Then, when you ask them, and I'm not kidding you on this one, do you know what COVID actually means? All of them have said no. I said it means certification of vaccination identification. So the only way you could get an infection from COVID is if you've already been vaccinated or somehow been tagged with the COVID pathology. So there's no, again, examining nothing. And then when you ask them that they've been tested for COVID, then I ask them, how many cycles did the PCR test you? I don't know. I said, well, if it's more than 30 tests, you don't have corona. What you have is an outstanding payment to the hospital to collect $3,500 to test you on a PCR test.
Oh, my gosh.
So, because where they're finding the so-called infection rate is between 35 and 45, which means that the test itself is manufacturing a false positive. But do they read? No. They hear that the numbers are going up, right? Everyone hears this bull bunk.
You almost said it. Okay. We'll be right back. It's top of the hour. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.